January 23rd, Wednesday of the second week in Ordinary Time. The first reading comes from the letter to the Hebrews, chapter 7, verses 1 to 3 and 15 to 17. It's a continuation of that Melchizedek imagery that we've been hearing about the past couple days. Remember, Melchizedek was a pagan priest of the city of Salem. Now, how do you say city of Salem in Hebrew? Yerusalem, Jerusalem. He was a priest who didn't belong to the priesthood of Levi because he wasn't even a Jew. Nevertheless, Abraham gave him a tenth of everything that he had conquered. If Abraham recognizes the priesthood of Melchizedek, then shouldn't all Jews, for Abraham was the father of the Jews, recognize that priesthood of Melchizedek? He was a city of Salem. Salem means peace, so he was a city of peace. And Melchizedek's name means the king of righteousness. It says that he's without father or mother or ancestry. That's a little bit of a Jewish exaggeration. Obviously, Melchizedek had a father and mother, but since they're not mentioned in the text, the implication is that we don't know where he came from, just as people weren't quite sure where Jesus came from. And he's a priest forever. Why is he a priest forever? Because the text doesn't talk about his death. So the implication is he lived forever. And that's really a push, but that's a Jewish rabbinic way of interpreting the text. So if Melchizedek is a priest forever, and Jesus is in the likeness of Melchizedek, then his priesthood lasts forever, because he's a priest in the order of Melchizedek. The gospel comes from the Gospel of Mark, chapter 3, verses 1 to 6. And this is the fifth of the opposition stories in Galilee. Jesus enters into a synagogue, and there's a man with a withered hand, and it's the Sabbath. He asks the people around him, is it legitimate to cure on the Sabbath? Now, technically, it is not in this particular case. You can cure somebody if that person's going to die, but this man only had a withered hand. He's not going to die. So the Pharisees feel, why don't you wait until tomorrow? There's enough time then. But Jesus' attitude, he's a son of Israel. Why should I make him wait even another second? So he has him stretch out his hand and cures him. What's the reaction of the Pharisees? Remember how when there's miracle stories, the normal reaction is wonder and amazement. Here, it's to take counsel with the Herodians to put Jesus to death. Now that's really a remarkable statement. The Pharisees joining up with the Herodians. They hated each other, but their hate of Jesus was greater. The very fact that they would join up with their enemies to try to destroy Jesus means that they would sell themselves out. They really have no integrity in their attack upon Jesus. And may God bless us.
This presentation has been brought to you by Franciscans.org. Join the Brotherhood.